Okay, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We have a special treat here, but in a minute, I see Mr. John Baylor over here. He's gonna give
before
us
before the treat. You got a little bit of John Baylor.
A little bit of just got to soak in John Baylor. Get a little bit of that sunshine, that proverbial sunshine.
Well, that's sweet.
Well, you're at heart, you're a sweet guy. So do you have a song for us today, John? Is that correct?
That is correct, George. I do have a song. I got to tell you, I got in a little bit of trouble last time we had this radio program.
Really?
No, a lot of trouble.
Oh. Well, I can understand, given some of the songs you sang.
Yeah, last time, if you guys remember, I sang a song about my wife's deepest, darkest secret. And that is that she doesn't find me to be very funny. And when we got back home, she told me, I don't like your funny songs. I really like your serious songs. I think you've got some really good songs. And for me, your wife that loves you, do you think you could play a serious song next time? And I said, well, I thought I could do that. And she said, do you think maybe you could play one of those nice, sweet love songs that you wrote? And that's where I put my foot down. And I said, well, I'll do a serious song for you. I'll do one that I know that she likes anyways.
Are we going to need hankies for this? Or do we have some tissue we can...
No, it's not that kind of song. And I normally really pride myself on doing something different than what our main guest musician is doing for the day. But sadly, I'm going to do something hopeful.
I don't know how to take that.
This one here is called If You Weren't Afraid. I see Emily's working late for another day. Boss drops in, but she's got nothing to say. She'll be working through the endless ages. She's got a vision, but it's all in vain. But what would you do if you weren't afraid? What would you do if you weren't afraid? I see Billy's walking laps around that jewelry store. I said, hey brother, what are you pacing for? I just don't believe that I am ready to give myself away. I just don't know. But what would you do if you weren't afraid? What would you do if you weren't afraid? Bridge is out, but Dan's too old to change. He sees another trail, but it's all in vain. When I was young, I'd face a wild jungle. But now if I get lost, I'd be a fool. But what would you do? You weren't afraid. What would you do you weren't afraid.
And now for something completely different, another episode in the life of the Rover. That quick-witted rascal, always on the go guy who has a thirst for learning about the world through his rambles and ambles throughout the town and countryside. Always on the go, always on the lookout for the next exciting chapter in the life of a man on the move, the Rover.
Boy, beautiful day out there. Just gorgeous. Walking right down here in River Park Square. Let's see. Who's that up ahead on the historical footbridge? Well, I think that's Irv Wilkinson. Looks like he's fishing or doing something in the Yellow River there. I think I'll just rove over there and see for myself.
No. Dad, burn it. This is it. No. Let's see now. Meadowlark Morning, maybe. No. Dew of Dandelion, Mystical Moonlight. No, that's not it. How about Gentle Ginger?
Hey, Mr. Wilkinson, what exactly are you doing there? I see the fishing reel and some kind of glass tube on the end of your line. Are you doing some kind of experiment?
No, sirree.
Well, it
no,
seems
no,
a no, bit no. unusual. I see you holding up a paint sample chart, right? Those are interesting color names.
Could say, yes, indeed. Now, let's see this one. Look, Eagle Eye Yellow. Yeah, that's a good match. No. Urine Delight. No, stale lemon pancake. Oh, would you say that, Sonny Boy? Could you make that out?
Well, let me see. Let me just hold this vial up a little closer to my eye. I think it could be syrupy saffron. No, maybe sunny disposition. Oh,
don't drop it there, boy. Oh, no. Now, look what you gone and done.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. It was in between my fingers and it just slipped. I couldn't hold on.
Well, hey, it's okay. Actually, I've dropped quite a few myself. Have a hard time keeping those little vials on the hook. Slippery little boogers.
You know, something I don't quite understand, Mr. Wilkinson. Why are you doing this in the first place?
Well, you know, actually, it's not my doing. Actually, it's the missus. She's put me up to this, you see.
No, I don't quite see at all.
Well, she wants to paint the kitchen. You know, she wants to paint the kitchen the color of the Yellow River. And she's got me out here, hope not too many people noticed, trying to decide what color it actually is. You know, trouble is, it keeps changing, you know. Depends on the rain and the silt and whatnot and the wind and the wind, and she keeps changing her mind, kind of like the wind.
I can see your predicament.
Yeah, well, you know, one day it's beautiful dawn, the next day, marigold Monday, the next, fried egg sandwich, and I don't really like that one, or splattered windshield butterfly, and that's not one of my favorites either.
I can see your predicament. I wish there was some way I could help.
That's Mabel. I better be going.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, what color are you going to decide on?
You know what? I'm going to do what I always do.
And what's that?
I'm just going to make it up as I go.
Good plan. See you later, Mr. Wilkerson.
You bet. Bye, Rover.
That was Life with a Rover. A feature of the Far Side of the Moon Players with Dan Schupert, Michelle Schricker, and George Schricker as the Rover.
I've been roving around Hilda Vale town to town. The people that I meet on the old city street get stranger as the years roll around. But still I've got to say, I love them anyway. I'm a rover and I'll never settle down.
Well, that was fun. Thank you, John. Announcer guy Sid Schroyer here. You know, George and I have talked about how we're hoping that the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour is more than anything a storytelling show. Songs, poems, narratives. Well, some of you know already, some of you are just learning, that our host George Schricker is a great storyteller. He's traveled from state to state, one end to the other, from side to side, high and low and beyond. Telling stories, and a lot of people don't know it, but George grew up on the carnival circuit, perfecting the art of persuasion. Who you been telling stories to, George?
There are some surprises in this narrative. A long time ago, when my son was just 3 years old, an interesting thing occurred. We were walking up at Notre Dame University, and I wanted to take him up there. It's so beautiful, and the trees are out in the spring. It was springtime. And I don't know how many of you know the tree, the sweet gum tree. The sweet gum has a wonderful star-like leaf, and it has a seed pod that hangs all winter long, often hangs all winter long. And it has little kind of like a little kind of little tentacles that come out of it all over the ball. So it's kind of, if you grab a hold of it, it's a little hard. It won't hurt your hand because you can kind of, you know, it's delicate and you can crush it underneath. But it's a beautiful thing that hangs from the tree. And Ezra and I, my son Ezra and I, were walking along underneath the sweet gum tree at Notre Dame, and he looked up and he saw those little seed balls hanging from the tree. And he looked up at me, and as he often did, and he put his hands up in the air, and he went, "A pie, Daddy? A pie?" Kind of kept going like that. So I picked him up, and then he looked up at the seed ball, and he said, "Hold it. Hold it." So I thought, okay. So I pushed up with Ezra, because the seed balls were pretty far away, and I pushed up with Ezra as far as I could, and he reached out with his little hand, and he was just barely able to feel one of those seed balls in his hand, and he could touch it, and I started to wobble, and I had to put him down. And of course, then we took the seed balls apart, and we talked about them, and had a great day, and I didn't think anything about this experience until about 3 weeks passed. And we were living in a little yellow house then, and I was sitting on the couch late at night, and Ezra, I thought, was sleeping, and I heard his footfalls. He padded out from the bedroom, and he looked over at me, and he said, "Scared, Daddy. I'm scared." So I got Ezra up on the couch, and I held on to him, and then I got an idea. I said, "Ezra, why don't we take a walk?" And his eyes lit up, and he said, "Okay." I wanted him to show him there was nothing to be scared of. So let's go outside. And it was a beautiful night. As I said, it had been spring, and it was warm, and we began to walk down the streets. And I got to tell you, it was when I realized that Plymouth can be a kind of sleepy town, because we walked out into the middle of the street, and almost every house was dark, and it was only like 10:15 or 10:30. And we were walking down the street, and as we were walking down, ahead of us was the moon up in the sky. And we were walking along, and we stopped and looked up at the moon, and then Ezra got an idea. He looked up at me, and he said, "A pie, Daddy? A pie?" So I reached down, and I picked up Ezra, and then he looked at the moon, and he said, "Hold it! Hold it!" So I pushed up with Ezra as high as I possibly could. Way out he reached, farther and farther and farther. And I don't know if he actually touched the moon or not, but I think it's important that we gave it a try.
When I'm feeling blue, full of grief and worry, when the long day is through, please tell me a story.
Well, thank you, George. That was a great story. Where are we going from here?
Well, up next we have Mike Vile coming back, and I believe he's going to deliver a poem while he's here. Usually we have a poetry section, and so Mike Vile will be coming back, and he'll be sharing with us a couple songs too. And so we're going to take a little break, and thank you all, and nice set.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelder, the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.